ticket.
You're welcome.
They didn't even serve champagne because of COVID.
Don't say COVID.
Oh, that's right. That's right. COVID-free.
No, we're probably going to say that too often here.
Yeah.
From the brokerage house, but you were here 6 months ago, and you had just taken over the brokerage house.
Yeah.
And now 6 months later, your industry is one that has, I don't know if flourished is the right word, but you've made it through.
We have. There was about 7 weeks that we weren't allowed to leave our homes to buy and sell real estate. And for all of us in the market, that's what we live and breathe. And we just kind of sat there writhing our hands thinking, what is this going to look like when we come out of it? I do want to note that our local lenders and title companies really kept us afloat during that time. Everything that was in queue did close. And sometimes with superhuman efforts by those lenders and title companies, we couldn't even attend our closings. So we had lots of time to think about worst case scenarios. You know, people aren't going to want to leave their houses. They're not going to want to spend any cash. And what we've found is that the emotional reaction is the complete opposite. People want their kids out of the house, so they're helping them buy their first home so they don't get locked down with Junior in the basement again. We've got people calling from all over the country saying, I'm not going to be able to vacation the way that I'm used to, so I want to buy a lake house. Families are realizing that this stay home, you know, work from home is going to be a long-term solution, so they need to upsize. So there have been a lot of positive things coupled with really low interest rates. So our market, you know, thank God, is thriving right now.
Yeah. But you had some sleepless nights, right?
Weeks, months.
Weeks.
Yeah. I'm still.
At least a couple months.
Oh,
right?
Well, you know, and still, I think that we're all sleeping a little lighter than we used to because we're so heavy all day long, just worried about what's to come. But right now, what we're doing is riding this wave of basically what our spring market usually is, was stalled until the middle of summer. But that wave is riding much further into September, and the outlook for October looks good. So, you know, we're just doing everything that we can right now and preparing for if things are going to change in the market in the next couple of months.
Fall normally is fairly active, right?
Yeah, I mean, we really sell houses 364 days a year.
Yeah.
December, believe it or not, I think like 6 out of the last 10 years has been my strongest month.
You take your birthday off. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, my birthday and one other important birthday. but they... Actually, I think I've taken a phone call or two on both of those days.
Probably.
Yeah. But again, it's all about handling people's emotions. Like, if I could go back, I probably would have gotten a psychology degree and still would have become a real estate broker, but it would have served me very well because just like coming out of the pandemic, people had those emotional responses and know what they wanted different in their homes. Same thing toward the end of the year. You know, I got to get in this house before the end of the year. You know, they set these goals for themselves and they have to meet them. So that's what we're here to help them do. Fall is usually, well, it's the most beautiful time in Michigan. You know, September and October, you really can't beat it. And so people are still outside and active and excited to do whatever they're going to do before the holiday season gets here. So, yeah, we're usually strong, but we're stronger this year.
What are, Jennifer, the biggest challenges for a home buyer right now? Let's just say, for example, a first-time home buyer.
Being able to compete. That's the problem. You know, these young people have worked really hard in order to get qualified with a lender. You know, they've saved the money that they need to put down. They find the perfect house, and they're one of 10 people that are bidding for that house. And people are being very creative. We've probably had more cash transactions since coming out of, you know, the initial COVID lockdown than we've seen in a decade, at
now
least
that's
in my experience.
Surprising. That would surprise anybody, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's really surprising for a couple of reasons. One, interest rates are so low, money's really cheap, you know, so you would think that people would want to hold on to it a little bit more. But that what I shared with you about mom and dad wanting to make sure that Junior has a place of his own if there's ever another lockdown has been a huge incentive. So mom and dad are taking money out of 401ks, letting Junior borrow it. Then now he is a cash offer, so he's going to beat out most of the other offers. And then when Junior gets into his house, he'll finance it and pay mom and dad back.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Did you have that option?
That work like that?
No. And Katie and Claire, it's not going to work like that for you either. So get a job and save your money.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so things that we didn't expect. But what I will tell young homebuyers, you know, those first-time homebuyers, or even people re-entering the market after a long time, is please be patient. Find a really strong buyer's agent that's going to hit the pavement in the areas that you want to be on, knocking on doors, sending postcards. You know, some people are worried about putting their houses on the market right now because of COVID. They don't want 30 people through their house. But if they get contact that somebody specific is interested and make them an offer, you know, it just might work out. So it's important that you have a strong buyer's agent. It's important that you've talked with your lender about what you can do to be the strongest possible offer. It's okay if you're FHA, but if you're FHA and you need seller concessions, right now it's going to be really difficult.
What will a buyer's agent do for you?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is hunt. You know, we'll find that property for you in advance and get you into it as soon as possible. And then we will work with your lender to put together the most, you know, creative package that we can for the seller to review. And then from there, you know, finishing the negotiation process, working through inspections and title work and appraisals. I mean, we earn every penny.
Buyer's market, seller's market, we hear that all the time. I think some people probably get that confused.
They do. So it's a seller's market, meaning that the sellers have the upper hand right now. And that's because we have such low inventory and such a high number of buyers out there. But where this is kind of an anomaly is that interest rates are so low that even if buyers have to buy up a little bit, you know, in order to get what they want, in the grand scheme of things over 30 years, you know, if you've got an interest rate of 3% versus 6%, yeah, you're actually coming out further ahead than if you'd gotten the home for $20,000 less, you know, 3 or 4 years ago.
Talk about credit scores and how that is, that bounces around and
It makes a difference, doesn't it? It does. And usually anybody that reaches out to a realtor the first time around, the first question we're going to ask is, are you pre-approved? And it's not because, you know, we only want to work with people that are pre-qualified. We want to help you get pre-qualified. So we work with local lenders that can sit down and look at your, you know, your credit history, your debt to income ratio, and they can put together a plan for you. If you're not approved right now, they'll put together a 3, 6, or 12 month plan, and they're working with us the whole time, letting us know, you know, where we are at and when they're ready to buy.
You mentioned down payments. How much do you need?
Well, there are still some incredible programs out there, like USDA and VA. You can still buy zero down. And I'm not a lender, so don't quote me on these, but this is just, you know, going from what I see every day. FHA, I believe, is 3.5% down. There's some conventional products starting around 5%. So you can get in with very little. However, the stronger the buyer you are, meaning the stronger your financing is, the stronger your down payment is, the more attractive you are going to be to a seller if they're looking at a multiple offer situation.
So Jackson's the seller's market. Right.
I mean, I'm going to say the nation is a seller's market right now. Yeah. And if anything, ours is probably more moderate than some of those larger markets around us. I mean, if you're trying to buy in Metro Detroit, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, you better have $50,000 to $100,000 cash over asking if you want to be in the consideration process. So that's not us.
That's crazy.
It's nuts. You know, and I'm glad that we're in a more moderate market where it's more reasonable. It doesn't feel reasonable when you've got a first time home buyer, you know, that's on their third or fourth rejection. But just know that we will get there. You just have to be patient. But any good buyer's agent is going to help walk you through the process and get you to the finish line.
But you are battling cash offers and also offers over list.
Yes.
Is that fair?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're not seeing that $50,000 to $100,000 mark. But we, you know, we are on a regular basis seeing $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 over asking. And that just knocks out that first-time homebuyer. They could never compete with that.
So what do you predict this winter?
Well, Mother Nature is going to play a big role in that. You know, if we have a hard winter, people do tend to kind of hunker down and stay inside and keep warm. But if it's moderate and rates stay low, I think our market will continue at least to be steady. The job market is going to have a really big effect on the real estate market over the next, you know, 6 months to 6 years, really.
Yeah.
You know, as we see some of these temporary layoffs become permanent job loss, it's going to affect our market. But, you know, just anytime there's crisis, there's room for opportunity, too. So that's, I keep telling my these young buyers, be patient.
A lot of agencies around. What stands out with the brokerage house?
Well, we just turned 40 last year.
That helps.
Oh, I mean, I remember seeing those signs as a child, you know, in front of some of the finest homes in the area. And they always stood out to me. The legacy that we have inherited from Bob Simmons and Marion Moeller, you know, they have strived for excellence for 40 years. And I got to mentor underneath both of them for the last 10 years. And then Sandy Simmons, who's my business partner, is, I think, 27 years in the business. And so you still have a wealth of knowledge and experience and integrity. I'll say we have a wonderful market. There are, you know, most agents, when I see them, I'm happy to see them or see their name come up, pop up in my email. So we're happy to be amongst really wonderful peers. But I'm very proud of the 40 years that the Brokerage House has been committed to the Jackson community.
I went to your website. You have a nice website.
Thank
with
you.
Some nice homes on there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we service everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I remember Bob Simmons telling me one time that I, in a very small period of time, had sold what we would call a mansion, and then I sold a trailer on the train tracks. And I got to tell you, the family that got into the trailer on the train tracks were so grateful, and it was changing their lives. That almost felt even better than, you know, that big dollar sale. So everything in between. We live in an area where we have a very diverse market, and that's a good thing because there's something for everybody. Again, you just have to align yourself with the right agents to help you find it.
So you're just holding your breath here. See what happens.
I got an Apple Watch.
Are you day to day or what?
It is day to day. I got an Apple Watch for Christmas, and I have since thrown it away because I didn't need anybody else telling me what to do. But I noticed during COVID, it would say, breathe. You're not breathing.
Oh, wow.
I really was holding my breath. So it's funny that you say that. I just think that this is such a time of uncertainty that I tend to wake up optimistic every day, and then, you know, a little bit of caution gets sprinkled in to it throughout the night. And then, like I said, we're not sleeping the same way, but we are enjoying the very robust market that's here right now.
If you want to contact the Brokerage House,
yeah, give us a call anytime. Most times you're going to get Sandy on the other end at 517-788-8733, or check out thebrokeragehouse.com online. And we've got incredible, experienced, caring, and nurturing agents just waiting to serve you.
Nice mask today.
You like that?
I'm going to get that online.
Well,
so go to Twitter.
Yeah. I met Brady yesterday. Brady Cook from Michigan Center Schools. And he gave me this. And I love your idea. It almost becomes a fashion statement that
there
I can just whip it up anytime. I think they give me a kid's one, though. It's a little tight.
Thanks for coming out.
Hey, thanks for
appreciate
having
it.
Me. Have
Jennifer Scanlon, who is the co-owner of the Brokerage House.